Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Each week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its future slot. At the end of every month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Bread of Life, written by Beth Cato, published on the 8th of April and read by Kerry Smith.
It was dangerous, traitorous, for people to speak aloud of their memories of Earth. It meant they risked giving the Dendal exactly what they wanted. And yet, people often couldn't help but dismiss that peril when they entered Sonia's Earth bread shop. Sonia looked up as a man entered her business. He was the typical sort, in his 40s or 50s, his hair silver. Not that different from her, gender aside. Both of them old enough to remember Earth in its glory. He paused at the door and breathed in. Grief flashed across his face.
My God.
You must be Franklin with the order for Rye. Your ship docked right on time.
Humanity had scattered across a dozen systems, yet Sonia didn't have to advertise her wares. Word managed to spread among any human crew members on the freighters and shuttles that passed through Kaji Station. Most ordered ahead to get what they wanted, but she always kept favourites on display. Bread rarely went to waste. A thin visor wrapped around Franklin's eyes like a clear halo and did nothing to hide his dazed expression.
This place, how do you even get the ingredients?
He had a trim body like most deep spacers, as they relied on strict calorie packets when in transit.
It's expensive. I don't make much profit. I source my wheat and everything else through legitimate traders who specialise in human palatable foods. I beamed you that info when you ordered.
Sonia pulled out a bundle wrapped in white parchment. The paper was folded just so, as if she had swaddled a newborn baby.
I read it. Maybe it seems too good to believe.
He stared at the goods preserved beneath the counter's dome.
You have sourdough available in slices. And challah?
He leaned against the glass as if suddenly boneless. Sonia stared at him, waiting.
My grandmother. She used to make challah for the holidays. This big braided round. She insisted it had to be done by hand, that it tasted best. The smell when that loaf would come out of the oven.
He inhaled, his breath rattling with checked emotion.
It even smells right here. I'd forgotten. It's been so long since...
Since the Dendal had obliterated Earth. To them, humans radiated potent emotions in a way unlike any other species. Spoken memories, in particular, exuded deep flavours that the Dendal absorbed to ascend into a state of blissful intoxication. When they scorched Earth, their intent wasn't to slaughter the majority of humanity. No, they ripened memories for harvest.
Most every culture on Earth had some kind of bread. I make it all. I hear it all. I think almost everyone had a grandmother who baked. I even have people who come to me for those old commercial sliced breads.
The stuff in every kid's lunchbox with peanut butter and jelly, or that god-awful bologna. Even that sounds good these days. This challah in here, how much?
He blinked as she beamed the new total to his visor. The non-vocal response was habit for Sonia. The Kaji regarded the mention of money as crude.
I'll take the rest of that loaf. There's a woman on my crew. This will mean a lot to her.
Sonia wrapped it up.
Thanks for beaming your payment promptly.
He nodded as she passed the bagged bread to him.
You do this. Why? Doesn't it drive you crazy to remember what we lost every day?
It would drive me crazier not to.
He backed away, his gaze distant, and said nothing as he departed. Sonia looked up at the obscured sensors that recorded their conversation at much deeper levels than mere vocalization. A human with synesthesia might hear music and see colours. For the Dendal, Franklin's brief, emotional story would evoke catatonic ecstasy. The Dendal had tried torturing humans to force out memories, but physical pain tainted the results, made them bitter. Alcohol also changed the flavour in a distasteful way. The words had to be provoked in an unimpaired, natural way. Many Earth foods proved to be good bait, but nothing was as powerful and universal as bread. Sonia reached into the flash freezer for another loaf of challah for the dome and to ready her next orders for the day. Portuguese sweetbread, pita, ciabatta. She breathed in the redolent, yeasty smell. This memory trap was for her own selfish needs too. To draw in the few humans who came to this far station, to hear them whisper history as a conspiracy. She drank it in, savoured it, as if she still ran the counter at her father's bakery in Denver. As if she wasn't on a revolving rod in deep space, a speck in a diaspora of a million remaining human souls. The door chimed and a white-haired woman entered.
There really is a bakery on this station. The smell here, it reminds me of...
She drew silent, her expression pained. Sonia said nothing. She waited. The stories would come.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.